And this I don't mean this to sound egotistical or anything, but right now I don't need to hear from you, but you do need to hear from me. We received a very well-intentioned message in the last couple of days about some pretty horrible news. You and I, and Ian is with me. Ian, welcome to this portion of the program, sir.
Hello, sir.
So you have covered this story as it was a news story.
Yes.
Out of Monroeville.
Yes, the fire over the weekend at a home in Monroeville Sunday morning.
Yep, early Sunday morning. And here's what happened. We all heard that part of it. So here's what's happened. We heard from the mother whose daughter, it was her house that burned. Her daughter, her husband, and four of her children were able to make it out alive. The problem is they have five children, and the youngest son was unable to get out. Rory, and I'm sitting here looking at a picture of the family right now. This looks like it was probably taken last Christmas. They're there in what looks like the living room of their home. They're all smiling. Everybody's hugging. And little Rory is right down in front, right in front of his dad, khaki pants, a red shirt, and an impish little smile on his face as he's got both of his hands stuffed in his pockets. And he's looking at the camera like, I'm going to take the world by the tail, and I'm ready to go out and just do whatever. And now he's not. That's Rory. They lost their house. They lost their two cars. They lost all of their possessions to the fire. I've gone through trouble in my life. All of us have gone through some level of some trouble in our life. I've never gone through this.
It's, yeah.
And I don't want to.
I think, yeah, very few people can relate to what they're going through. I mean, that's fortunate that not many people can relate, but
yep.
Yeah, it's a tragic story.
So, Erin, she is a homeschool mom, teaches those kids. Jason, the husband, works at Parkview. I don't know in what capacity. They've talked about how they've seen a great outpouring of love as the family right now have places to stay. A gentleman named Dennis, who forwarded some messages on to me, is taking care of the two dogs that got out. They've seen a great outpouring of love and prayers through Facebook and through a GoFundMe page that has been set up. And this was Dennis. He wasn't begging. He wasn't screaming, you do this or else. He said, whatever Wowo might be able to do to help would be much appreciated. I have witnessed many wonderful things that have happened within the Wowo community when help is needed. Well, help is needed. And what we've done after this fire is this GoFundMe page is set up now by this friend, Dennis. And so what John is doing is right now up on the on our page, the Pat Miller Program page at wowo.com, and also on my page at Facebook, we are putting up a link to the GoFundMe page. You can see the family, and it's nothing short of gut-wrenching when you see this little kid, you know, and I don't know what I would do if this was my family. I know I don't think I'm equipped for it. I really, really, really don't know what I would do. One person wrote, our family chain is broken and nothing feels the same. But as God calls us one by one, the chain will be linked together again. Amen. And that's true. And this family is obviously a family of believers. At the same time, they now need some help replacing the house, replacing cars, getting clothes for the kids. Thankfully, it's warmer, and so summertime's
right
here. And so,
yeah.
Ian, they can go get, you know, a couple of $300 or $400 of stuff at Walmart to get some summery stuff to get them through. But then Christmas, you know, back to school is going to hit pretty quick and all that. These are folks that need some help.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. You know, people always say items can be replaced, which is true, but, you know, you need help doing that.
Yeah.
And that's what the intention of this is, to kind of help them.
I'm going to step in here.
They lost everything.
Yeah, I'm going to step in here and say something that I have no place of saying it. I'm just going to tell you. The goal on the GoFundMe page is $100,000. That's not enough. Not to replace a house.
Right.
Not to replace two automobiles. Not to replace clothing for now what is a family of six.
Okay? Right.
It was the mom and dad and the five kids, and the younger son is gone. And this isn't enough. So $64,000 has been raised. That's no small amount. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying I've seen you guys do all kinds of things. We're not in the middle of a penny pitch right now. I'm not in the middle of an Easter Seals fundraiser or anything for Riley's Children's Home. This is a family right here in Monroeville. And their life Sunday morning, while you and I were on our way to church, their life was shattered. Well, I led singing and taught my class at church, and we were having a great time and took some friends out for brunch on Sunday. Somebody had the rug literally yanked out from under them as they had this unimaginable tragedy that hit them in the early morning of Sunday. So here's what I'm asking you. Don't call me about it on the air. I'm not going to do that. Ian, I'm just going to do this, but I can't think, Ian, of anybody that can't go to the GoFundMe page and give something. I see where right. somebody gave $5,000.
I mean, that is amazing, but I think that's what a lot of people don't necessarily think of, that nothing, no amount is too small.
Yeah.
Because it all adds up.
Didn't I tell you that back at Penny Pitch?
Yeah.
I said, we're going to get $10,000 from this guy and $20,000 mm-hmm. from that company. The bulk of Penny Pitch will be 5s, 10s, and 20s that are coming in from all over. And that's going to be what happens here.
Right.
I can tell you that right now, 505 people have donated. I'd like to see that doubled by the time I sit down to the program tomorrow. Now, everybody can't. I get it. Everybody can't. But if you can, I hope you'll just make sure that you don't go to sleep tonight before you go to my page at wowo.com. I'm not making a dime out of this. These people don't know me. I don't know them except for their need. I'm just asking you to step in and to be something for them, to be a bridge from the most horrible thing that has ever happened in their life. It would be horrible if they lost their home and their cars.
Yeah.
But they did all that, and they lost their son, too.
Yeah. It's just like a tragic story. And, some of the details of it.
Yep.
The father tried.
Yeah, he did try.
He tried.
Tried repeatedly to go back into the house, and the fire was just too intense.
Yeah, the flames were too intense. He couldn't get to the son.
Yeah.
Just tragic.
It's like the worst episode of 911 you could imagine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's just absolutely horrific. So if you guys would do this, not as a favor to me, but as just the right thing to do for somebody that's hurting, okay? And they are hurting. I can't even imagine. To see their face right now as I'm looking at it from this Christmas photo, and they all have nice, big, large smiles, and one of the cutest smiles is right down front on Rory. This is the last Christmas photo they'll ever be able to take. But I would love to have a house for them by next Christmas so the family that's left can have another Christmas card photo taken. They can hug each other and love each other and smile and be happy. I can't give them Rory back. We can't. We can give them almost everything else when we do that, Ian. We can replace almost everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, items can be replaced, and this is going to help them do that.
Yeah. So will you guys do that, please? Don't call me. Don't call the station. We don't have a special number. Just go to Pat Miller. Might go to my Facebook page, and then Pat Miller at wowo.com, or go to wowo.com, find the Pat Miller program, and when you go to the specifics for my program, you'll find the link there. And we'll have this link there so you can go. John, if we don't have it, let's copy the picture from the GoFundMe page.
We do have it up on the main page, too.
Is it there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's make sure that picture's there. I want you to know who you're giving to. Out there in Monroeville, sweet little town. I'm in Monroeville a lot. I've had some clients out there. Just a sweet little town just southeast of here. Cute little restaurants, a nice little bank, things like that. And a wonderful little family that has suffered this incredible tragedy. So let's come together, guys. Let's do it, okay? If you can, get on there right now, and let's start making the thing tick up a little bit and make it continue to go up. And I will thank you for all that you do. Ian, thanks for your part in making sure I was aware of all this.
Absolutely.
And to our program director, Mike Rags, who you hear Kayla just berates him horribly sometimes on the morning show, but every once in a while Rags does the right thing. And he did it here to make sure that we knew about this. And also to Dennis. Dennis, I don't know you, sir. I appreciate how you've stepped in for these people and what you're doing. And I just, I pray blessings on you, and I pray everything will come together. Will you do it? I appreciate it very much.
Podcasts by Federated Media.